going to the Bud Light Hotline. Going to welcome in the Chief, John Chavis. He's been everywhere in football at every level. Now the defensive coordinator of the Birmingham Stallions, who are going to be competing in the inaugural USFL championship game coming up this weekend. Coach, I just want to start with this group that you've got right here. We know it was a very short amount of time you had to prepare for this season. I don't believe you guys even had any full contact or actually tackled anybody before the season began. How were you able to mold this group into shape and get them ready and then have them continue to go throughout the course of the year and help propel you guys into this championship game this weekend?
Well, you know, obviously, you know, coming in, I thought Coach Holtz did a tremendous job, obviously, of putting the staff together and then selecting players that were going to be a part of this Birmingham Stallion football team. And, you know, certainly a lot of these guys have had some pro experience already, you've got to be able to handle the practice part of it. But you're exactly right. We didn't do any live tackling until the first game. You know, working with a limited roster, everybody had the same number, but you can't afford, you know, to get people hurt. You know, when you do, then you got to bring somebody else in that hadn't been there. And, you know, we've had to do that during the season, so has everybody else. But the biggest part is how this team has played together. It's tremendous, and all that, you know, it is due to the leadership that we're getting from our head football coach, Skip Holtz.
Coach, when you think about what you've kind of embarked upon, and knowing that there really was no tape on anybody, I know this is back a couple months, but I'm just curious, what'd you do to prepare for the season, knowing that there's literally nothing to go off of outside of, you know, what guys might have done two or three jobs ago?
Yeah, well, you know, you gotta be, you know, when you start looking at your base defense and there's so many things that you got to make sure that you sound in, and that was the thing that we wanted to be, wanted to show for us in terms of, you know, first game. You know, we got to be sound in the things that we do. We didn't ask them to do too much. You know, the packets grew as the season went on, and you know, we were able to do some different things and some things that helped us. But ultimately, you know, as a coach, you got to put your guys in a position to where they know what they're doing and they know the responses that we need to see. And certainly our team did that. We were not always perfect. You know, football is not a perfect game. You're going to make some mistakes. And usually the team that makes the fewest mistakes, you know, it's going to be the winning team. And that's kind of how we modeled our defense. You know, we're going to grow as the season goes on, but we're going to know how to operate in terms of playing the technique that the defense calls for. And I think our players did a good job of that early in the season and continue to grow.
Coach John Chavis, the defense coordinator of the Birmingham Stallions, he has served in that capacity for Tennessee, LSU, A&M, Arkansas. The list goes on. I don't know if I could get through the entire segment and list everywhere that you've been, Coach. To give you an idea, John Chavis recruited me at Homewood High School to Tennessee. If you were wondering how long he's been in this game and doing this and how much he's seen. So he's seen a lot, and there's no doubt about it. I want to know from you, though, Coach, because you've been around the game of football for a while. Is there something that's different, a rule change, or something that the USFL does a little bit differently that you've kind of maybe come full circle on and said, you know what, I think we need that. I think the game should go that direction. That's something that should be probably adopted at every level of football because it's a real positive based on your experience through this season in the USFL.
Well, you know, obviously I think, you know, the rule changes, most of the rule changes that, you know, through the years that have been implemented have been for safety, you know, safety of the players, making sure, you know, that, you know, we're not doing things that, you know, put them at a higher risk. You know, obviously some of the three-point plays and the, you know, fourth down situation, if you want to, after you score, if you rather than kicking on an onside kick, you know, you can go for a fourth and 12. You know, obviously that's been unique, and certainly it came up in our ball game, and I can't remember which it was during late in the season. But I think that's an interesting rule. It gives you an opportunity to make that decision. Hey, you know, offensively you got to get that first down on fourth and 12, or you're giving the ball deep in your own territory. You're giving the ball to the other team. And I kind of like that because it keeps the excitement there. You know, you can have a 4-point lead going in, say, going into the last 2 or 3 minutes of the half. And if you give up a score, you know, and you could be up by 2 scores, you give up a score. Now, certainly they've got an opportunity that if they want to go for that 4th and 12 to keep the ball and have an opportunity probably to win it.
Is there one, I guess, rule or is there one thing that the USFL's done that you would like to see kind of included kind of in all levels of football coaches? You've seen it at all levels?
Well, you know, like I said, you know, the situation that I just discussed, you know, is one because it keeps everybody, you know, on their toes because, hey, you know, they just scored a touchdown. Hey, they're going to go for 4th and 12. Hey, they got the ball. Now they've got an opportunity to go win, you know. And that mean you can't do it by kicking off and doing that, you know, what you normally do. But, you know, it's a lot, in my mind, it's a lot easier for them to stay in the game if they can convert on that 4th and 12. So, yeah, it makes it exciting.
Hey, Coach, I hate to interrupt this great interview, but you got a chance to – you got a chance to recruit Cole to Tennessee. I must ask, and we don't really talk offensive line play as much, but what was that like trying to get Cole to commit to old Rocky Top while you were up there?
Well, you know, we had his interest. I mean, you know, certainly, Cole did what was best for him, and, you know, obviously it turned out great, you know, and that's about making decisions. You know, in recruiting, you know, the way I've always done it, and I think Cole would tell you this, hey, I'm going to tell you what it's going to be like. I'm going to give you the best picture that I can give you of what it's going to be like to come play at this institution. And the reason I do that is because, you know, the way you keep your team together is you have trust in each player, and they have trust in you. So if I tried to oversell it or anything like that, and then all of a sudden it gets there and you know, Cole gets there and he's not happy because the things I told him didn't happen that way. Well, hey, that's not a good standing in my vision. You know, some people say, hey, let's get them here and we'll keep them happy when we get them here. No, I want them to come there knowing what's going to happen. And because, you know, you look back out on it and for so many young people in the recruiting process, you know, they make that decision. Now, you know, what criteria they use to make that decision are different, you know. But the thing that I want to make sure that if I'm recruiting a young man, that I give him a true picture and he feels like he's at home when he gets there.
John Chavis, Birmingham Stallions defensive coordinator, joining us on the Bud Light Hotline. And Coach, we love talking about your defense this year and right now, but you have so much experience. I just feel like it's so valuable. Staying with recruiting, have you had a chance to sort of just sit back and wonder how you would manage what's happening in college football right now and what recruiting would be like today? I know you still have some guys you talk to that are in it. How do you think you would operate and feel about the NIL world and where it is with college football today?
Well, I'm not, and you know, this may not be what a lot of people want to hear, but I'm not in favor of the NIL. You know, to me, you know, college football is not pro football, and you know, it's and you know, obviously, you know, I don't disagree with you know, if we want to give, when I say give them something, you know, if you ask me what I thought would have been better, you know, hey, you give everybody $30,000 a year, okay? You give everybody that, and everybody's the same. Okay, can you imagine? Can you imagine what it would feel like as an offensive lineman that may be as good as anybody, but doesn't have the notoriety, and he's not going to sign a $3 million NIL? Okay, not going to happen. You know, and how is he going to feel? And how's the rest of the players going to feel about that guy? It takes in my opinion, it takes away from us being a team because us are not getting treated equally.
It's hard to argue with any of that, Coach. Definitely, it's a little unsettling for guys that had great experiences in locker rooms. It's definitely different. There's no denying that. And it's in some ways uncomfortable, but also at the same time, it's nothing that can be done about it now. We'll see what happens here and how it changes things in the years to come. But when you think about where defense has gone and where offense has gone conversely, and the types of offenses that you're now having to contain, and just how much more difficult it is to play defense now, what do you think is a rule that we should add to kind of make things a little bit easier on the defense? Because it certainly feels like every rule has benefited the offense and very few have actually benefited the defense.
Well, you know, that's, you know, like I said, most of the rules have been, you know, safety related, you know, but when you start looking at the other rules that aren't, you know, most of the head coaches, and I'm not, you know, trying to make a statement, most of the head coaches are offensive oriented, and most of those guys are on the committees that, you know, decide to, you know, change or create a different rule. And certainly I think TV has a lot to do with it, okay, because they want it to be exciting. You know, they want to see, you know, a lot of points scored, you know, and I think, you know, some of the rules have created that situation. And I'm not against the rules. Everybody's playing with the same rules. And it doesn't matter what they are. You know, there's equality there once the rules are set, and you know, and saying is it fair for the defense? Well, it's got to be fair for the team because your offense can do the same thing that they're doing. You know, and those kind of things occur. So, you know, there's, as long as there is equality and everybody's got the same chance and the same opportunity. You know, I'm not going to talk about the rules and what it should be and what it shouldn't be, everybody's got to play by the same rules. And if everybody's playing by the same rules, then I think we got a chance to have success.
John Chavis, Birmingham Stallions defensive coordinator, longtime collegiate defensive coordinator at a lot of different places, joining us now on the Bud Light Hotline. You've had to do it a couple of times in your career with an SEC championship game here and there, things like that, but not often in college football do you get to play an opponent again. Can you just take us into what's different about your preparation? Maybe what changes for you as you move into playing a team for the second time? You get the Philadelphia Stars in the championship game, 30-17. The Stallions knocked off the Stars on May 15th. It's a little bit earlier in the season. But what are your thoughts, Coach? How different is it preparing to play a team again that you've already faced and that you had pretty good success against the first time?
Well, you know, it's happened a few times in college, and you know, especially since, you know, in the SEC, since we started the championship game. You know, there's been several times that, you know, going to the championship game in the SEC may be the second meeting of those teams. But the point I want to make is this: you know, you got to look at the things you did well. You got to look at the things that, you know, may have happened during the entire season, because now they got all that film, they're seeing it too, and you know. Every week, you know, we make a checklist and there's things that we have to clean up. So, you know, what I'm concerned more with than anything else when we're preparing, whether it's the first time or the third time, such as last week, we had to play the New Orleans Breakers for the third time. And, you know, it's not easy. It's not easy to beat anyone, you know, when you're on the same level. And it's certainly not easy the second time. And it gets even more difficult on the third time. But, you know, the point I'm making is this: you have to worry about you and make sure that you're sound in the things that you do. And certainly you're going to see some things that you didn't do very well. You're probably going to see them in that next meeting.
All right, Coach, I got to leave you with this one. You have a heck of a character in Scooby Wright on your defense this year. We had him in studio. We talked to him. He's been a lot of fun to watch. He's obviously productive, but you know, he gives you a lot of different antics and attitude and demeanor and different things that I'm sure make it interesting and fun to be around him. I'm not going to ask you what player you would take based on talent. I mean, you've had Myles Garrett, you've had Leonard Little, you've had Montgomery, Mingo. I mean, the list goes on and on and on of the elite players that you've had. Who's the biggest character that you have ever coached on defense? Like, just lit up the room, was totally different, had personality off the charts, kind of the scoop, the epitome of the Scooby Wright that you've got on this year's defense. Who would be that guy for you all time that you've coached?
Well, you know, in a different way, you know, it would be Al Wilson. There's no question about it. You know, when he spoke, everybody listened. He's the greatest leader that I've ever been around. He's fun to be around. You know, it was so deserving. You know, I got a chance to be a part of his induction to the Hall of Fame with the deal that we did in Knoxville. But you know, he was a best leader, and maybe, and like I said, I wouldn't compare him, you know, because all of the ones that you mentioned and many others that were great players. But if I was going to start my football team, I'd start it with Al Wilson.
Coach, great stuff. It's great catching up with you. I love talking football with you. Love bumping into you, and we're all wishing you the best this weekend. We want to see you guys bring a championship to Birmingham. So good luck, and hopefully we can do this again soon.
Okay, and let me tell you, it's been exciting for us to be able to represent the city of Birmingham, and Birmingham was so good to us when we were there for the 12-13 weeks that we were there, and it's been a great experience, and I've loved every minute of it. Thank you guys for giving me an opportunity to come on and say that.
Absolutely. We'll catch up soon, Coach. Thanks a lot. Best of luck this weekend.
Thank you.
Take care. John Chavis joining us on the Bud Light Hotline, carefully brewed with a clean, crisp taste. When there's fun, Bud Light is there.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draftaccess to register for free entry today.